have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, December 19th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Monica Yatuma. She is an announced candidate running for Secretary of State for next year's March 28th candidate endorsement convention for the Michigan Republican Party. That's going to be held on Saturday, March 28th, down in Novi, Michigan. So, Monica, as soon as you can unmute your mic, greatly appreciate it. We'll bring you into the show. There you go. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Monica, I want you to take a couple of minutes here and introduce yourself to my radio family as to who is Monica Yatuma and a little bit about your background, where you grew up, where did you go to school, you know, family status, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that. So I am married to my wonderful husband, Randy, for 16 years now. We have three amazing kids together, Sloan, Noah, and Sage. And so I'm a devoted Christian. I'm a delegate of the party. But I grew up, I was born and raised in Southeast Michigan in Oakland County. So spent the majority of my life in West Bloomfield. And then when I got married, I moved to Commerce Township. But I graduated from West Bloomfield High School. I went to Oakland University and received my bachelor's from Oakland University. And from there, I was in sales for a little bit. And I was a device rep for quite some time. And so I did that. I was the top sales rep in the country for a while. And I did that until I left and started my own company. I started a medical waste management company, so like hazardous waste. And so we've been doing that for about 15 years now. We operate statewide with several hundred clients and drivers and employees. And so that's what I do. That's my day to day. But also I've been politically involved, like I mentioned earlier, as a delegate. And I sit on the executive committee for the Oakland County Republican Party. And so I mentioned I was born and raised here, but my family actually did come here from Iraq. And they came here to experience economic prosperity and really to be free, because we were dealing with some communism back home in Iraq. And so they came here to pass down opportunity, you know, to me and my sisters. And so I've been able to be successful and live a really nice life with my husband and my kids.
Well, based on your business alone, which, man, that's huge, statewide business with all those employees and people that you're managing and operating. I got a very basic, simple question. Why mm-hmm. in the heck do you want to run for Secretary of State of Michigan?
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, I do live a nice, quiet life. And so this wasn't an easy decision to make, but so I've been doing a lot of work in the background. I started a 501c3 and a 501c4 during the 24 election to do two main things: to help Trump win Michigan and to help Republicans take back the state house. And we were able to do both. Now, from there, going into our 2026 midterms in Michigan, I knew it was going to be so important. The governor's race, the AG, and the Secretary of State race, but of course to win back the Senate. But I realized the Secretary of State's race was even more important than the governor's race, because the next Secretary of State oversees the redistricting for Michigan, because we do that every 10 years, right? And it's going to oversee census data, but also controls the elections for these upcoming midterms. And so I was like, okay, we got to find a good candidate. And I had a couple in mind, and both were like, you know, they said no. And one of them turned around and said to me, Monica, you say that Michigan is worth fighting for. And she said, why don't you pray on it? I think you'd be a great candidate. And I was kind of stunned, like a deer in headlights. And I was like, sure. Yeah, but listen, talked to a bunch of people in the election integrity world, started having conversations. I prayed on it, talked with my husband. And ultimately, I landed on, you know, feeling called to serve. That's why I've been doing everything that I've been doing since 2020. It's not because I enjoy doing it. It's because I'm passionate and I care about the future of our kids here and the future of the state of Michigan. And so ultimately, I decided to get in the race.
Well, you know, I was checking my log and I was checking my contacts, and I have had you on my show years ago, and yes, I didn't even realize this. You started something, I believe it was called the Great Schools Initiative.
Yeah, originally it was called that until Bill Gates sued us for the name. So it's Great Education Initiative.
Okay, very cool. And you started that, I believe, during the China virus, during the lockdowns.
That's right, during COVID, yep. Or now, just shortly after.
What role did that play in you helping to get certain people elected to school boards?
Well, we played a huge role because we had our hand in school board races across the state, helping to get these parents across the finish line. We had a bunch of mad parents that had never ran a campaign before and didn't know how to win these races. And so we started the C3, and I used the attorneys from, so I was the parent in Oakland County that filed the mask mandate lawsuit, and that was successful. So the masks on the kids were dropped, and then the rest of the counties across the state followed. So I took those attorneys and started the C3 to help these parents fight the schools back and be able to sue them to when they were violating their rights based on the rogue sex education, DEI, CRT. But then we also went out and raised money to provide necessary training and support to help them win these school board races across the state. And in 22, when we had a blue sweep, GEI was actually very successful in a majority of the races that we were involved in across the state.
So even though the state of Michigan went blue completely, they took back the control of the House and even the state Senate, which they hadn't done in 40 years. You guys were still successful in getting your school board candidates elected that year.
Absolutely. In Huron Valley, Walled Lake, and Birmingham, and Clarkston, so many areas, but especially here in my backyard in Walled Lake, a huge district for the state, very purple. We took all three seats that year.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. One of the things I wanted to get into real quick, but you know, I'll have you on a regular basis to talk about all of it. But as you know, Patrick Kobach and I and many others were down in the basement of TCF Center election night of 2020. And we saw with our own eyes basically what happened at, you know, 3:30 in the morning. What as a candidate, and if you get elected, you get the nomination in March, the endorsement, go on to win in November next year. What changes, what are your main number one priorities you're looking at in doing as a businesswoman, not an elected politician, not as a former clerk, but as a business person? What are you going to bring to the Secretary of State's office?
We're going to bring back the light, Randy, the sunshine, because it's a great disinfectant. And when I say that, I mean we're going to make sure that everything becomes transparent, right? Unlike what we're seeing right now, unlike what you guys saw at TCF in 2020, we're not going to hide stuff anymore. On day one, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to commission a full forensic audit. I want to see what's gone on in the last 8 years, and anybody that has been involved in undermining our elections, right, since 2020, or even if it was before that, they're going to be held accountable. And God willing, we have a Republican attorney general that I can work with so that not only can we hold them accountable, but so that we can prosecute and we can bring to light all the wrongdoings since 2020 and fix them so that moving forward, we have secure elections, and that my top priority is elections that every person in Michigan can trust. Secure, transparent, and fair for every Michigander. So that's my goal there. I will tell you, in my line of work, I constantly have to face being audited. And so me as a business owner, if I'm held to that extremely high standard, there is no excuse for our elected officials. And that includes Jocelyn Benson. if I had done just a little bit of what she's done, Randy, to bend or break the law right now, I would have been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. And to be honest with you, I'd probably be sitting in jail today. And so that double standard for me is unacceptable, and that stops on day one.
Well, one of the things that I'm frustrated about, and again, I told Vicky early on in 2020, I said, honey, I'm going down after I vote, after I do my show, I'm going to get in my truck and I'm going to go down to TCF Center and I'm going to pull an all-nighter. I want to see with my own eyes, because Monica, how many years I've been doing this show going all the way back to 2012, we do election night results. We win everything. We go to bed that night. The entire state is Republican. The Supreme Court, the universities, the judges, everything. Wake up in the morning, start the show again at 9 o'clock. Wayne County reports in, and the entire election gets flipped. And here's my biggest question to you, out of all the questions I'm probably going to ever ask you. Why is it that we have a law in Michigan, an election law, that if your precincts don't balance, you can't be audited? Wayne County, every single election, 71, 74, 69% of those precincts in that basement that I saw with my own eyes don't balance. And as a result, you can't do a recount. Remember Jill Stein, who tried to do the presidential recount?
Yep,
they stopped because they got to Wayne County. Okay, why is it that, I mean, if you don't balance, those are the precincts we should be doing audits on.
We should absolutely be doing audits. I mean, that should be the bare minimum, right, Randy? I will tell you, Detroit back then in 2020, at least 70% of Detroit's absentee voting counting boards showed mismatches between ballot poll books and the actual votes counted. And so if you remember, this led Republican canvassers to briefly block certification until they were basically forced and coerced to reverse course. And so that's not okay. We should have ran a full audit. We should have seen what the issues were, because we knew that there were issues. And so I can just tell you, obviously that's come and gone, right? But I can tell you that moving forward, we're not going to have that. We're going to have strict, much stricter chain of custody standards, and any break in that chain of custody, we're going to immediately investigate that and fix it and hold people accountable.
Well, my theory is very simple. Change the election law, work with the legislators, both in the House and the Senate, the new Republican governor, the attorney general, and change the law that says if your precinct doesn't balance, those votes in your precinct don't count. If you can't balance, like all other 82 counties in the state of Michigan do every single election, Wayne County, guess what? If you can't balance, then all your ballots for your county doesn't count, and it's going to get tossed out. We'll see how quickly they can figure out how to get balance down there if we pass that. Monica, one thing I did want to ask you before I let you go, what is your campaign website if people want to learn more, take a look at your picture, your family, see your policy platforms? What is the campaign website?
I would love for them to check out the website. It's www.monicaformichigan.com, and all of that is spelled out. But also, I'm very big on social media, Monica Yatuma Official, if anybody wants to check me out there as well.
Okay, MonicaFORMichigan.com.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on and introducing yourself. And final thoughts before we head into Christmas this week.
Well, I want to say thank you, Randy, for having me on, and I invite people to check out the website and know something very important. I'm the only candidate in the race that brings outside business leadership experience, grassroots advocacy, and a proven track record of being able to execute successfully. And I have not been a part of the problems in Lansing for the last 10 or 15 years. So,
and now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this Friday, December 19th, 2025 edition. I really appreciate the fact that Monica Yatuma is a business person. She's not an elected politician, career politician. She's never been a county clerk. I absolutely love the fact that she is stepping up, sacrificing her business, her time with her family, all the things that she's going to have to do in order to run, not only run for Secretary of State, but also then win the nomination at March 28 nominating endorsement convention in Novi, but then run the campaign against the Democrat candidate in November next year. I have said many times on this show, just like my wife, Victoria Bishop, who came out of retirement as a business person to run for Antrim County Clerk, I see a lot of similarities between Monica and Victoria Bishop. Monica Yatuma has exactly the type of business experience, family experience, real life experience to go to Lansing and fix what is wrong with our election systems in the state of Michigan. I've talked to Patrick Kobach, who, as I mentioned, we were in the basement together at TCF Center that election night, November 2020. As you know, Pat and I are we go way back to Right to Work, 2011, 2012, here in the state of Michigan. Pat was a freshman state senator that led the effort of making Michigan a Right to Work state. after he attempted to run for governor, which, by the way, he would have been a great governor, much better than Gretchen Whitmer in 2018. But no, the establishment folks went with Bill Schuette, and he got his butt kicked. I said he was going to lose by 10 points. Well, I was wrong. He only lost to Gretchen Whitmer by 9.8%. This governor has been the worst governor, I say, in the history of the state of Michigan. Well, he, Patrick Kobach, and I have spoken. He's worked with Monica, and he is absolutely, absolutely, out of the candidates that are announced so far, supporting her to be the next Secretary of State. Tim Vetter, I had him on the show the other day. Fani Mantravati, both of them together co-founded the website checkmyvote.org. They've come out and publicly endorsed Monica Yatuma for Secretary of State. Well, I've prayed on this. I talked to Vicky about it. We looked at the other candidates, and I've made the decision that I, too, am going to endorse Monica Yatuma for Secretary of State at the March 28th endorsement convention in Novi. Vicky and I will be there as voting delegates from Antrim County, and I plan to work the floor with Monica, getting other precinct delegates to support her campaign. Also, I've endorsed already Kevin Kievsky for Attorney General. Well, he has already been working with and talking with Monica as a team between the next Attorney General and the next Secretary of State to do things like she mentioned, do a full forensic audit of the last 8 years, going all the way back to that 2018 election that Gretchen Whitmer, Jocelyn Benson, and Dana Nessel were elected in, do a forensic audit. And if it's proven that Jocelyn Benson has done things in the last 7 years as Secretary of State and should be prosecuted, this is going to be a very interesting team between Monica Yatuma, Secretary of State, and Kevin Kievsky, Attorney General, should they win that nomination in March and then win in November of 2026. All we need to join them is a good, strong Republican governor candidate. I hope it's a business person, not a lifelong politician, not somebody coming from the swamp in Lansing, but a business person just like Monica and Kevin. And I got to tell you, Michigan is broken and it needs to be fixed. And when I heard Monica, when I spoke to her and I vetted her the other day, spent quite a bit of time with her on the phone, and I spent time with Kevin Kievsky for Attorney General, these are exactly the type of people we need in Lansing. Fresh, new ideas, business background, thinking outside the swamp of Lansing, that can go in there and fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. We shouldn't have to be worrying about election integrity ever again in this state. And these rules that Jocelyn Benson is trying to get through for next year's election, I read the story just the other day. Judge Robert Yonker shut her down. Can't do it. Sorry, Jocelyn. You can't ignore signatures on a absentee ballot envelope and match it to the poll book, the voter registration. You can't ignore those signatures. You have to look at signatures, and if they don't match, that ballot doesn't count. These are the type of reforms we need in the state, and I truly believe Monica Yatuma is the business person that can do it. Election integrity protect.